FM 90.3 WJTL, there's still nobody else that sounds like that. That's FFH. I Want to Be Like You, the name of the album. One of These Days, the name of the song. Ryan Stevenson and Bart Millard before that, No Matter What. Hey, good morning, Fred and Mindy with you at 7:03.
Pennsylvania Adult and Teen Challenge presents Celebrate Summer Recovery Festival this Friday and Saturday at their campus in Rearsburg, PA. It's a weekend of music, food, and fireworks as the graduating class of 2018 are celebrated. WJTL will be on site broadcasting live with contests and giveaways on Friday from 4 to 6. You can learn more at the Celebrate Recovery Festival blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, our friend and cross-country prayer walker is with us. He's also the president of the Ministry Center. Calvin Greiner is here. Good morning, Calvin.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thank you.
I remember when we first moved into the Junction Center, you brought us a staff with scripture on it. You prayed over the Junction Center. It was a very meaningful day. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes, I want to say hi to my friends, my lovely wife Stephanie, and those who support us and love us, and you.
Thank you. Yeah. Tell us about how you got starting. What was the impetus for doing a cross-country prayer walk?
Well, 1975, I was born again, and that started a whole new journey for me. I was born in 51. So as I began to love God, my conversion was radical. It was very powerful. God met me in my bedroom, and it was like from light to darkness, darkness to light, all in one moment of time. So from then, I began to love the Word of God. I wanted to do the will of God. I wanted to be part of its plan. So after about two and a half years of intense Bible study, this desire to walk and pray began to grow in me. So as the years went by, I began to start in my house and begin to walk to Lancaster, Lebanon, Harrisburg, then from Lancaster to Philadelphia, Philadelphia to Washington, D.C., Baltimore to Harrisburg, Harrisburg to Philly, and down through. So all these years of prayer walking, I was really encouraged by the Holy Spirit that this was pleasing God first, before it was doing anything first. So it was the pleasure of the Lord that kept me going, His presence, His kindness. So I began to connect with mayors and leaders and pastors all over the place from many, many cities. So that's how it began, and it grew till 2013. I had a walk from Baltimore to Harrisburg. It was one of the most powerful prayer walks that I've experienced. So 2014, we were instructed by the Lord with my wife's blessing and others to begin a walk across the United States of America and end up in L.A., Pasadena, from Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
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 I know.
And now you guys have written a book about it.
Yeah, my wife has.
National Crosswalk, An Amazing Journey of Faith, Love, and Endurance. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We'll find out about other prayer walks coming up that Calvin's going to be doing. And we'll even give you a chance to win one of these books on the way, too. Coming up.